time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday, everyone.
Good Tuesday.
Good, actually, a nice fall weather.
Crisp, very crisp.
You know, and it's weird. I mean, last year I don't think we had fall. Fall didn't start till like sometime in November. And this day, the first day of fall, it became fall.
Well, as we were talking before we got on the air,
yes.
Besides all my other activities, from being a nuclear power platoon captain to my yodeling, which, by the way, I'm going on a tour next week. I won't be here next week.
Okay.
Because we're going to a New England Oktoberfest. And what coincides with, like, coffee and cream? Oktoberfest and yodeling.
Alcohol. Oh, no, I mean
no,
beer.
No,
beer,
no,
beer,
yodeling.
Beer.
Oh,
beer.
Yeah. Yodeling. So we're going through several New England states to view some. I haven't been there for yodeling at all.
Really?
No.
All your travels?
All my travels.
You've done all this international stuff, and yet here?
I know. Peekaboo Holstein and her son is going to be there.
Oh,
he's 4 years old now.
Wow. My, how time flies when you're stuck inside with COVID.
So, Manfred Holstein is...
Manfred Holstein.
So, her husband's tied up doing something. I think he's a dairy farmer. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Yeah, well, that would make sense.
So we look forward to... Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's our sponsor, and every time we do it, I... have to put on some Old Spice, and we get a nickel.
Are you the only one?
We get a nickel for the show.
And
for every
and
one of those.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So.
And if I don't do this, then I owe them a nickel.
But as I was talking about,
yes, I'm sorry.
The tomato, I grow tomatoes and peppers, zucchini, and I really enjoy doing it. And so when it crash from summer to fall without any gradual decline, you just don't get ripe tomatoes when it's it's not hot and or warm or sun. It seemed like we didn't have a sun there for like 6 or 7 days.
That's true.
So anyway, the tomato season is over. Zucchinis are gone. Peppers are still hanging in there, though.
Okay.
I know you wanted to know that.
Absolutely, right? Yes.
So, yes, it is fall.
Yes, it is.
It is fall.
And as we work our way to the Fall Classic. How's that for a segue?
The Fall Classic. That's the World Series.
I said that.
The Fall Classic is the World Series.
We're heading to the Fall Classic.
You said the Fall Classic.
I did say Fall. Yeah. I said heading to.
No, you didn't say
I
that.
Did.
No,
I did.
Yeah,
wait till I roll back. We're going to have one of those instant replay machines here like they have on television.
I wish we
television.
Would. I need that at home.
I need that home, too. But you know what? Even if you do prove your wife wrong,
it's not worth it.
It's no, because it's even worse. It's even worse. So it's best just to shut up and eat your potato salad.
That happened to me just the other night. My sister texted me from Virginia Beach. She got hit a little bit from that storm.
Okay, yeah.
So she texted me, and Nancy said, well, did you get back to her? I said, no. So I opened up the text. It had a film of all the water coming. It wasn't Syria. And she said, did you get back to Beth? I just said, no, you did not. Look. I said, yes, I did. No, you didn't. You shouldn't answer me like that. All right. Okay. That's when I wish I had one of those.
Instant replay. Yeah,
but you know what?
Because if you prove her wrong, it's worse.
Yeah, so if I bite my tongue... Sometimes I can bite right through.
I mean, it's just, I thought it looked a little shorter, you know?
Yes. Well, as my grandma used to say, anything in the mouth heals quickly.
Ah, okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know why your grandmother said it, but okay.
I don't know. She's from Scotland. They know everything.
They're from Scotland.
So, yeah, well, I'm excited. You know, if I had known that the Cleveland Guardians would be in this position, I don't think I would go on this yodeling tour.
Yeah.
I really...
And you've already committed yourself to the yodeling tour.
Oh, yeah. They're planning for me to be there.
Yeah.
And being a renowned judge and all, I can't get out of that.
You have the program where you can listen to the...
The radio. I assume that since this is going to be nationally broadcast...
It should be on...
ESPN
or TBS.
TBS. Yeah. In most of the hotels.
Carry both of those. Yeah.
Now this, these chalets that you stay in.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you have to stay in a chalet.
Chalets in New England?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're Cape Cod chalets.
Oh, Cape Cod chalets. Okay.
So I would assume they have cable.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's retrofitted, and they have no TV. You know, I would hope not. But then, I have to have Wi-Fi in order to hear the broadcast.
Well, that would be in.
I hope so.
That would be in the hotel. Should have that. Yeah.
Well, you know that you can get WTAM at night just about anywhere on the East Coast.
It doesn't come in so good hair sometimes. But is that where it's aimed towards, the East Coast?
Well, in Canada, it came when I was up there for...
half of Canada. They always say claim half of Canada.
So it's...
like 38 states and half of Canada is what they, with what they claim.
Pete Franklin? Used to say that.
Yeah. So did Trevisano. They're both gone now. What happens? What does that mean?
I think the power
what
got...
What does that mean?
I think the power got to him. All that power, being around all that power, just soaked into them. And finally, poof.
Yep.
They poofed.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I really am. And we don't know exactly who we're going to play yet.
Yeah. I mean, right now, if it were to end right now, which we only have, what, 3 games left?
Yes.
If we only have 3 games left, but if it were to end today.
Today and tomorrow, since this is Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, right.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got 2 games. Matter of fact, not only was it great watching these young kids and watching them never give up and tying the record for last at-bats. So even when in the eighth inning, if the guys don't get anything at the ninth, it's still the last at-bats.
Yes.
And now with a record of 17, a tying the record of 17 people having their first appearance in
debuts
in Major League Baseball.
Does that make them debutantes?
You could call them anything you want. They're making Major League money now, right?
Yeah.
So
it's not a lot of money. You know, your first year, they don't. You know. It's something like $600,000.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can they survive on it? I think it's a little bit more than they make in the minors.
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I don't understand. I know most of these guys, depending on how high they were drafted, get a signing bonus.
Yeah, get a signing bonus.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you were like a Lindor or somebody, a number one draft pick, you get $3 or $4 or $5 million just to sign.
Yeah, they didn't used to do that, but now,
yeah. Now, when you're third, fourth, fifth, seventh round draft pick, you probably get $100,000 maybe. And so baseball's the hardest sport to get the big money. I know you hear a lot of, but you really got to pay your dues in order to get the, except for this kid in Seattle, who's hurt. He's out for the rest of the season, but he's probably going to be rookie of the year. I forgot his name. Anyway, they signed him like to a lifetime contract.
Really?
Yes. Didn't you hear that?
No.
Oh, yes.
I don't drink much coffee, so I wouldn't hear it.
No. I don't know what his name is. Anyway, if you would look it up.
Yes.
This young man, the rookie from Seattle, has had a spectacular first year. And they signed him for
a lifetime contract.
Almost a lifetime contract. I think at least 12 years,
That's more than a lifetime in most all sports.
Yeah, at least 12 years. Now, he's only like, so he'll be in his early 30s when he's...
Was he 15?
He's like 20.
Oh, okay.
21.
Well, okay.
So he's got a contract lined up for forever. Now, I don't know if...
And
I
baseball
would,
contracts are guaranteed.
And they're guaranteed. So I do not know if I would have, if I was general manager, do that. You may have a fantastic rookie year. Joe Charbonneau comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah. Joe.
And other, the Bird Fidridge, remember him, the pitcher?
Oh, he was fun to watch.
He was fun, yeah. But he
was strutting around that.
He flared. I mean, they after his rookie year, both of those guys, they were not any good anymore.
Yeah.
So here you signed a guy for 12 years with possibly up to 16.
I think as a general manager, that's not a smart thing to do.
No, I mean, as good as Stephen Kwan has been this
surprised
year.
Surprised the heck out of us, yeah.
Yeah. I would wait, you know, you got like five or 6 years to
You know,
wait.
I was surprised how well, because he started off so super strong. I said, okay, so they don't know him yet. But you know what? They're starting to get to know him, and he's still doing very well. And a very decent outfielder as well.
One of the main reasons why we're in the playoffs.
Because he's the leadoff hitter now.
Yes, and he's got that position as long as he keeps producing. Now, if you're the general manager of the Guardians, you've got to, you look down 5 or 6 years from now, you go, woof, how am I going to afford these if they continue on this pattern? But Stephen Kwan is just, he's a breath of fresh air. I mean, he has solidified the left field and the...
A fun guy to listen to in an interview, too.
Yeah, well, he's very smart.
Very smart.
And so he's your leadoff hitter for.
He's in the stick. You look at this kid and said, oh my God, how can he hit home run?
Well, it's because it's bat speed.
Okay.
It's first of all, in the major leagues, the power is often given to you by the pitcher. So
right,
if you're pitching 95 miles an hour and you barrel it up, if you can, it's going to go a long way if you can do it. I mean, barreling it up is one of the hardest things you can do in any professional sport.
Right.
I mean, you're being thrown, and in some cases, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's not straight. And barreling that thing up is quite an athletic achievement.
Yeah.
So Altuve and, you know, those guys who can do that are just amazing. Oh, look at Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Now, as of we're on the air here, he's stuck at 61. I hope he makes 62. And
is that the 62 is the new record?
62 would be the American League record.
American League record.
Okay. Bobby, give me a shot, Bonds.
That never did anything yet.
Oh, I never did anything. He has 73, and Sammy Sosa had 68, both in the National League.
Yeah.
And
both of those guys were juiced up.
Yeah, but it wasn't illegal back then. Now
I guess, yeah.
It
wasn't a banned substance until later, right.
A-Rod the same way, Alex Rodriguez. But they'll never get in the Hall of Fame. Now, some speculate as these older sports writers retire and the newer
generation. You can retire from newspapers now?
They were at 90.
There are not many left, it seems. That's one department that seems to have plenty of writers is sports.
Sports. Well, that's where they get the money.
Anyway. Yeah.
So as these guys and gals, I don't know how many women writers are.
But there are.
You got
Mary Kay up in Cleveland.
Yeah, but she's not a baseball writer.
No.
Why are you comparing baseball?
You just said women writers.
I said baseball writers. The Baseball
Did
Writers
you?
Association.
I demand an instant replay on that one.
We were talking baseball. My goodness. We were talking baseball.
Okay, I was talking sports writers in general.
Now, we all know there's women football sports writers, but I don't know how many baseball. And so maybe there are a few who vote on who gets into the Hall of Fame. But until some of these older writers move on.
Because you know what, like Cameron, remember Cameron, who was here at the station many, many moons ago?
John Cameron Swayze? No, you're really going back.
Not John Cameron Swayze. What, Cameron. The guy you took the place of, Cameron Lee.
I took his place?
Yes.
What happened to him?
He left. Anyway, he didn't have, being of a younger generation, he didn't see anything wrong with it. With the taking of the Roy.
Let's get back to my point, exactly right.
Is he a Baseball Writers Association voter? No.
But he's
of the age that those that get in there, that are moving into those spots.
All right. I'll try to make my point once more. As these old coots.
I was just reinforcing yours.
Are moving on. Maybe, like Cameron, if he was a sports writer and could vote, would cast aside that.
I'm just saying his generation doesn't
see
it. But
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
They can't even get past Pete Rose.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But Pete
and
Rose,
they're in bed with betting.
But they can't vote for him because baseball wouldn't let it happen. Right.
Until his time had expired.
So if the commissioner would say, okay, we're going to let Pete Rose be eligible to get into the Hall of Fame, I think he'd get in. I really do.
There's some people that still completely against
who? Specifically?
I don't know. But
You said who?
I've read some things or heard some things.
Well, who wrote
people
it?
Are still thinking, I don't know. Yahoo Sports.
Okay,
I don't know.
All right. Then I'm just wondering. Yeah, you could make up anything. Anything.
No, okay. I don't just make up
all
things.
Right. All right.
Usually.
What you put in this coffee, by the way?
Woo. I don't know, but I'm not going to put as much in next week.
I won't be here.
Well, okay, so I'm going to put more.
All right. Where were we?
We had finished proving your point, yes.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Anyway, I would think that... Getting back to Aaron Judge. Judge. Not Aaron Rodgers. He's a football now.
I didn't say Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
I know you.
I want a replay.
Not Aaron. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Nice young man, too. I mean, I hope he gets it. He's only got like two more games. Somebody just loft him. You know, just throw him a lob up there.
What's going to hurt at this point?
Well, I guess it would, if you're going to break the record, I guess you should do it on a good pitch. But I think there's been times in the past that pitchers have said, okay, this guy's going to break the record. I might as well be the pitcher.
That's right. I can be a Trivial Pursuit answer, yes. Yeah.
So, but we don't have any of those kind of hitters. I mean, we got Jose Ramirez is flirting with 30, and that's about it.
And, second or third in RBIs.
Yeah. Well, he's
in all of Major League Baseball.
I mean, the whole, ingredients of our success comes from fantastic trades that we've gotten for Lindor and Clevinger and some of the other ones. And Bauer.
And he's down with the Rays now, the Kluber.
Yes, and Kluber. Yeah. So you got Naylor, Josh Naylor. You got Ahmad Rosario, yep. Andres Jimenez, that's his name.
Andres.
Remember last week you couldn't think of it.
I couldn't.
And you got
I failed you once again.
Andres Jimenez. I mean, we have a core of very young players. I mean, the youngest team.
And Straw came through a trade.
Yeah. And I guess if I was a general manager and looking to solidify my team, I first of all would go to Bieber. I mean, our pitching has been excellent. I mean, since September 5th, we're like 25-5, the best record in baseball.
We're the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah. Well, so you got to start nailing down some of this young talent before they reach the free agency, and then you're going to lose them because you cannot afford. And I don't know how much money this minority owner can
pony up.
Contribute to the Dolans, and I understand what the Dolans are saying. Listen, we're in a small market and we don't get a lot of fan support. We really don't. Let's face it.
Yeah.
We're in the bottom third.
They get great television support, but not fan support going to the stadium and such.
So you don't have a lot of revenue to deal with. Now, being in the postseason, this will help.
Right, because that gives you national revenue.
National revenue, and every game you play postseason adds to the coffers. So I don't know, but they've got to start getting some of these pitchers signed.
Yeah.
Tristan McKenzie, I think now is a good time to start long-term. They did it with Myles Garrett, and they did it with Myles Straw. You didn't catch me.
We switched topics here or what?
Myles Straw. Myles Garrett would not be a very good center fielder.
He would not be a very good center fielder.
He may be. He could run right through the wall.
I was going to say, yeah, good for the running through things.
Myles Straw and Class A were long-term extensions, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
As was Ramirez.
He took a hometown
discount.
Yeah, he sure did.
And he doesn't care. You know, how much money do you think you need?
You know, he is an aberration.
Yes.
He really is. His agent said, oh, my, Jose, you know what you're doing? I love it here. I like the team. I like the system. And $125 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
It's okay. I can live with that. And here's a young man who came from nothing.
Yeah.
In the Dominican Republic. And, I mean, he's living the dream. And
yes, absolutely.
Why go, okay, he could probably almost double.
Yeah. Going to New York.
New York or Chicago.
Chicago or the Dodgers.
Out west.
The Dodgers.
And
Padres been paying pretty good lately, too.
So, and the Padres, they're nuts.
They just...
Anyway, so I applaud Jose Ramirez
mm-hmm.
and the ability of the front office and his agent to, I don't think he even said, I want to sign.
Yeah.
And here it is. Okay. I love it here. And you don't get that anymore.
No.
It's a tribute to him. I can see both sides of the story, too.
Sure you can. I mean, you were a negotiator.
Yeah. I mean,
so you can see.
Francisco Lindor, was it $300 million? Something ungodly like that.
Considering he had 2 years of horrid baseball playing.
Yeah, and he's doing okay. But compared to what we got for him, Rosario and, well, we also threw in Carlos Carrasco, too, but I don't know how he's doing.
I don't know.
But you throw in Jimenez and Rosario, I think, what a coup that was to get those guys. And they both love it here.
Yeah.
So we got some really young talent. The question is, going into the playoffs...
It's a whole different world than being in New York.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
And the pressure that you're always under in New York.
And that's why I think Aaron Judge has handled this thing tremendously.
Yeah.
Now, he turned down...
Oh, yeah.
I exaggerated last night, like $400 million, but it wasn't that much. It was close to $300 million.
Okay.
He turned it down.
Yes, he did.
And look at the season he's had.
Yeah.
So he's probably made $50 or $60 million more long term, and New York will sign him. I mean,
it doesn't mean he's not going to resign there. It just means he wants to test the free market waters, which means he'll be paying more.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, there's a echo going on throughout the. And that's not even a sponsored sound. So you know, I think I want our money back on that.
Yeah,
but I think it's kind of neat now because of the postseason roster being as it is. You have the Naylor brothers here. We haven't had brothers since Sandy and Roberto.
Roberto Alomar, yes,
and before that, I'm thinking it was Phil and Joe Niekro.
Yeah, and then there was Tom and Jerry Smith.
Tom and Jerry Smith?
Don't you remember them?
No.
No, they should start chasing each other around.
Yeah, I know. Well, that doesn't help out. But it's kind of neat to have, especially since Bo was an acquisition through, he was a draftee by them. And then he turned around and they traded for
Josh,
who actually hit the home run to help seal our 90th win this year.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I missed that game on Sunday, and
he had a home run which sealed the deal for the game. I think we already had, but that kind of just solidified it.
Well, they're just Josh is just
that
full
guy
of energy.
He's a strong guy.
You know,
strong guy.
Yeah,
he could be a linebacker.
Yeah, we got him.
We got Miles Garrett.
Well, we got Miles Garrett in center field. As long as he doesn't drive. Anyway, we got a fun team. And we got the best manager in all of baseball guiding this young team.
They're saying that Baltimore may be up for the manager there because he had so few wins. They had so few wins the year before, and then they turned it around.
And the Seattle manager, because if Seattle makes it, it's the first time since in 21 years, the biggest drought of any major sports franchise without making the playoffs. But I
you mean in baseball?
In baseball.
Yeah.
Of all sports.
Of all sports.
The 21 years.
Okay.
Without being
in playoffs.
In the postseason.
Okay.
So, but I, you know, how can you dispute what this man's done with this, the youngest team in baseball? I can't see how they could vote otherwise. But that's me.
We are a little biased.
Yeah. And do you get a vote?
No.
Oh, I do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do.
I mean, besides yodeling?
No, I get to vote on
it. Oh, my.
I didn't think. You didn't know that?
No. I'm jealous. I'd write in Pete Rose every year.
So, you've had the player development of Kwan, as we said, and Oscar Gonzalez.
Yeah.
After they got rid of Reyes, this young man flourished. And you got the crazy kid, Karinchak.
Who loves hurting himself.
He's just nuts. And then Trevor Steph. I mean, the only thing that I'm kind of sad about is that Brian Shaw, who's been with this team for off and on for years, was designated for assignment, which really means you're fired.
Yeah, it does.
He got to the end of the season, but they had to make adjustments for the 40-man roster so they could utilize Bo Naylor. And the reason is we got two very good defensive catchers, at the end of the game, though, need to be pitch hit for, and that reduces your flexibility with just two catchers.
Right.
So, unfortunately for Brian, and it may be over for him, too. I mean, he's
been up there. He's earned his money, but he has been a stalwart for us.
Yes, he has. And whether or not he'll play again is questionable. But you just sense that Terry Francona loves every single one of these guys on his team.
Yes,
and that to go.
I think even as Terry was saying in letting him go, is it was so painful, and yet Shaw probably took it better than we did.
Well, they're baseball people. They know.
Yeah.
They know that there's only so many slots. And let's face it, he hasn't been stellar this year.
No.
You hold your breath when that guy was in.
Which is why he might not be back anywhere.
Yeah. We'll see. But the playoffs are a whole different animal.
They are.
And we talked a little bit before we got on the air about the fact that there's a pucker factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You tighten up. This is everything now. You got three games. Of course, all three games are at home.
Right.
And the advantage is usually with the home team because they bat last. And
we've got three stellar starters going. So, you're going to be going against their starters, starters.
Well, that's why I would like to see them play Tampa. Because Tampa has this unusual pitching situation. They start out with the starter. I mean, I forgot what the beginner. Not the closer, but the beginner.
Right. So he doesn't go a full five innings.
No.
He goes maybe three to four innings.
So It's worked for Tampa.
It has. They've been competitive ever since he's put that in there.
So Kevin Cash is a protege of Terry Francona. Good friends. I don't know. I hope they can take the pressure, and it helps tremendously that they're playing at home.
Yeah.
And they should have full crowds. I think they're sold out now of all three
playoff games.
And then they go on to the divisional championship. So this is a new format. A year ago, they wouldn't have to worry about this wild card playoff.
Yeah.
And now they do, because they are the team with the worst divisional record, and they
with what these young kids have done this year, do you think that it being a playoff game means anything different to them?
Yeah.
They're
human beings. I mean, they know that they've been playing on house money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they really have. And kudos to them, but now everything has stepped up.
I don't know.
Every pitch is
190 games when nobody expected them to win even 85.
Let me go back to 1954. They won the Cleveland Indians at the time. I think won 110 games and lost.
Yeah.
Four in a row in the World Series. So,
in 1958, they had the best record and didn't.
1958?
Yeah, 58 as well, yeah.
They did?
Yeah, they had like six.
They weren't in the World Series.
No, they didn't, but they had like six players in the All-Star game.
My point is, they made it, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have to accomplish something that Tampa's been there before. Seattle hasn't, which would probably, even though they gave us fits in the regular season, maybe they wouldn't be too bad. Toronto's always had a history of being in the playoffs. So, I don't know. Pick your poison. But playoff baseball is a lot different than regular.
Yeah.
And whether or not these young people will... we had fantastic records before, and we lost to the Yankees... In divisional championship games in the last few years. It's just, I am very hopeful. But am I going to be really depressed if they lose? No, because they exceeded expectations. But I do hope they win. I really do. And I would not be on this yodeling tour. But they better be good yodelers.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Yeah. I'm going to have my hat on as a judge, and they better be good.
Okay.
Usually I give some leeway, you know, if a slip-up or something.
Oh, no leeway this time.
Oh, no. I'm hoping for, you know, The Voice.
Yeah.
The Yodel. A national television program.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been too much demand for it.
Soon to be on your RFD channel, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. RFD. What's that?
Well, that's the one RFD. They show... They show the Green Acres, and they show
I thought that was Me TV. No.
I was getting there, and Hee-Haws, and all the kind of shows of the old rural areas. They love that kind of stuff.
Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
I've never watched Hee-Haw.
Didn't you really?
No, I'm much too young for that.
Okay.
I mean, I bet you are a Lawrence Welk fan.
Well, we didn't have much choice, but you know, my buddy I used to watch and pick out the hottest girl singers. So.
The Lennon Sisters.
Well, no, this is after the Lennon Sisters.
I catch them from time to time, Saturday nights at 7 o'clock on PBS, and some of them were knockouts, some of those.
Yeah, yeah. And some of those champagne ladies. Mm.
So, and they were quite talented. I don't think they could afford a show like that anymore with that big band. And
he had a longer run on television than any other big band.
Oh, is that right?
He ran from the mid to late 1950s up until about 72 when he got canceled. Then he still had several years
of
syndication.
I remember some black and white shows that they were.
Yeah.
Did they have black and white? I mean, they did, huh?
Yeah. I know you're a little young to know about that kind of thing.
Black and white? Wow.
Jeez. My kids saw black and white. They thought there was something wrong with the TV.
So, anyway, I saw some of
them. TV's broken, Dad.
What was that guy, the accordion guy, Myron?
Myron Florin.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah.
And so was Lawrence. He was a good accordion.
And actually, Lawrence himself was a accordion player. Yeah. It wasn't the best.
But
and he wasn't a great band director. And the thing is, he just, what it was with Lawrence Welk, and I watched a couple of documentaries on him, is that.
You did?
He connect, yeah, on YouTube. He connected so well with his audiences.
Wow.
And that's what made him popular. He wasn't a great speaker. He wasn't that charismatic. He wasn't a great musician. And when he was directing, it looked like the band wasn't even following him, you know, but everybody, those things helped to adhere him to people. And the fact is he just connected with his audience so well.
He did. Yeah. He did. And the audience is always.
But they didn't yodel on that show. Not very often.
He should have. He was from North Dakota.
Yeah.
And,
but of course, a lot of yodeling in North Dakota is when you hit something when it's frozen with your toe and then you yodel a lot.
Well, I was there.
You can't always repeat that yodeling.
It's flat and cold. It must have some redeeming value in North Dakota. I'm not dissing them, but it's flat and cold up until June. And in July, it gets flat and cold. So, anyway, how did we get on Lawrence Welk?
You were yodeling and you ended up on Lawrence Welk, yeah.
All right. So,
even though you don't yodel much. I think you've done a couple, but yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, getting back to the Guardians, let's just hope they have a great series. And I'll be gone for the first. I'll be gone for part of that in the divisional playoffs. So I got to cross my fingers I can get those games.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that and I think, you know, being, well, we'll see. You know, I just think being right now the hottest team in baseball, with all the youth and the enthusiasm, I think they'll make it to the first round.
And being at home, too.
Yeah, right, and being at home, right. But if they were doing all this on the road, I would have a little bit more doubt than what I have.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We shall see.
We shall see. Well, we left a little bit of time here to talk about the amazing Cleveland Browns and their great quarterback.
Well, he's not a bad quarterback.
He's not a bad quarterback, but he's a backup. And well, the only thing that bothers me is that everybody on the fan, oh, yeah, he's so much better than everybody else. We don't even need anybody else. He's so great. Yeah.
He's
a good guy.
Well, okay, let's look at this game on Sunday. I think play calling has to be questioned somewhat.
Yes.
They marched down the field the first possession.
To the three-yard line.
To the three-yard line against the Falcons, who are not rated very high.
I mean,
they are one of the worst, at least at the beginning of the season.
Right.
One of the worst teams in football.
Well, after beating the Steelers, who lost again to the Jets this weekend, we moved up like 10 or 15 notches in the power rankings.
We did?
We did.
Yeah.
You know, that made no sense to me.
Especially
I really feel that our division, well, you know, I don't want to say, because, you know, it's not like Baltimore lost, but they lost to the Bills. They didn't score any points in the second half.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Bills because of that, but I'm kind of rooting for the Bills anyway.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother me as much, but I started off with a question after week one, is this the weakest division in all of football? And it's still up in the air because I think.
The first three teams are 2-2.
Yeah.
And the Pittsburgh is 1-3. So we're still in first place. We being the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Not my team, but we in Northeast Ohio.
We Northeast Ohioans, yeah.
And well, getting back to they drove down to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the logic of not getting 3 points.
It's being handed to you, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right there. You got 4 yards. Come on. Get the field goal.
You had three tries. You couldn't get it in. Get the automatic points.
Yeah, and get
especially
the point.
Early in the game.
It
Why not?
It gives you a little bit of momentum. You're leading. It puts a little more pressure on the other team.
It takes a little pressure off your defense.
That gives them too motivation. They give them momentum.
Right.
Because they stopped you.
Right.
And they marched all the way down the field, and I don't know if they scored a touchdown.
But they put the field goal up, yep. Which we didn't do.
Then they intercepted and came back and scored a touchdown. So it was 10-0. So you're automatically under the gun. Now, they came back and they were ahead, but they weren't able to secure the victory at the end of the game.
Right.
And then once again,
our fourth quarter has always been
somebody was
our
saying
enemy.
On the radio that they've given up 95
yeah.
points and 45 of them have been in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So the complete breakdown.
Now,
breakdown.
I understand two of your best defensive players weren't there.
Yeah.
Okay, I do understand that, but it shows you the lack of, in a sense, depth that you have to replace somebody
who
has come in. They do not have depth.
No. Is Myles Garrett the guy that in that Myers commercial?
Not Myers Garrett. No,
no, that Myers commercial where, the guy is a driver Ed, and he squeaks and squeaks. Was that Myles Garrett next?
I don't know. I don't
he needs to slow it down a little bit.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
he's lucky to be alive.
He is. They had worn their seatbelts. It would have been much worse. Had they not?
Yeah.
Because when the police got there, they were sitting on the curb.
Yeah.
The car had flipped. Now, that's the policeman or state trooper, whoever it was, says, you know, that is a fast area. That is a 45-mile-an-hour zone. I'm sorry, you don't flip a Ferrari three times at 45 miles an hour.
Well, I thought it was a 25, and he was doing 65.
65 in a 45 zone.
And he was driving a Porsche.
Oh, Porsche, okay.
You had a what?
I had a Ferrari. He could afford either one.
Oh, either one. It's probably in his trunk. Well, and he's, I didn't
But
know
they that. Rolled it three times.
Rolled it three times, so he was really going fast. They estimate 65 based on the.
I bet it was more than that.
Probably more than that. He was showing off. We talked a little bit about this before.
We didn't have all the details we had.
Yeah, and he's obviously had problems. He has at least six speeding tickets prior to this one.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
Oh, but,
yeah. That's what's
and,
come
and
out
And one
this.
Time he was clocked over 100 miles an hour. So obviously he likes to go fast.
Yes.
And now he says he's learned his lesson. I would hope so. So you did lose Garrett for this game, and he lost. You know, Clowney was out for another game because of his ankle.
Yeah.
So you really don't have the depth in those defensive end positions.
Right.
And they just ran up and down the field in the fourth quarter.
Right.
They were all runs.
Yeah, he had, what, two passes in the second half, something like that. And basically he said, we're running until you can stop us.
Yeah, they scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then they decided to... And they got ahead, and they couldn't. He got in at the end of the game. Brissett threw an interception right into coverage, and
right.
He says, "I made a mistake."
Yep.
But they should never have been in that position before. Anyway, I mean, you've got to give, even if you're not a Cleveland fan, the tenacity of Nick Chubb.
Yes,
is just phenomenal to see. This young man puts his heart and soul into running.
Yes,
and he's unbelievably strong. You saw that video. I mean,
yes.
I understand
the 400 or 500
pounds on his back lifting squats.
And that was lifting up from the floor.
Yeah. And the bar.
It was bending.
Bending.
Yeah.
How strong is that?
I never want to arm wrestle him.
And so, he's not a guy that when he scores a touchdown starts dancing or anything. He hands it to the official and marches off to the side. And he is a Jim Brown type.
Yes.
If we'll ever see another Jim Brown, I don't know. But this guy is really...
Well, the difference between Jim Brown and the other running backs of his era, he was such a big, strong... He was bigger than most of the players.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not the same. I mean... not that he isn't big, but it's not like he's completely outsizes everybody like Jim Brown did.
No, but he's compact and he can carry four or five, six.
And it's as much as anything else, it's the lower body strength that he has.
Yeah.
I mean, he has great upper arm strength as we saw, but he's got great lower body because that's why he doesn't go down.
Well, you
easily.
Can do that, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, give me my CGI artist. I can do that.
And Kareem Hunt, too, fills in. But but Amari Cooper, their great big signing from,
he
had two receptions for 9 yards. What happened there? I mean, he had one-on-one coverage, and they couldn't get to him. Yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones had a couple of good catches.
Yeah, a couple good catches, kept drive alive,
I mean, if you look at the stats, Cleveland had 22 first downs, Atlanta 19, so we were the Browns were ahead in there. Total net yards, 403, compared to Atlanta, 333.
Yeah.
Rushing yards, believe it or not, Atlanta had more rushing yards because they just marked up and down the field.
That's all they did, in the second half, pretty much.
Yeah. Passing, Brissett had 226 yards, and Marcus Mariota had a 131. He was kind of overall career disappointing. You know, he came out of, I don't know what school he came out of, but he was supposed to be.
He was another one of these high
draft picks that really have not reached what they thought the heights that he would reach. Kickoff returns, 2 for 34, 2 for 34 yards, and Atlanta had no kickoff returns. I don't know what yardage wise. I guess they just took it from the 25.
Right.
And interceptions, one each. So you look at time of possession, 10 minutes more for the Browns than Atlanta. So you look at the stats without looking at the score. So, well, the Browns must have won.
Yeah.
But no. And they're still one kick away from being 1-3.
Right. Absolutely.
1-3 instead of 2-2. I don't know. And now comes the tough part of the schedule.
Right.
Really tough. I mean, you got the Los Angeles Chargers coming in.
They've struggled
a little bit, but
a little bit, but
let's see what they are here.
And after that, it's the New England Patriots. Now, they took Aaron Rodgers to overtime.
They did.
For Aaron Rodgers to beat them.
Yeah. What did we're looking at the Chargers. They beat Houston 34-24.
Okay.
Yeah. So their overall record is 2-2. But they have Justin Herbert as a quarterback. And if that secondary does the same as they did against some of these, against lesser knowns like Atlanta, he could tear them apart. So that's going to be, I like to see what the line is going to be for that, the betting line. And then we got the Patriots, but the Patriots are 1-3. But they did. Belichick always plays the Browns.
He's never lost to the Browns, I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't think he's ever lost to the Browns. One time when we were living in Ravenna, I was watching it on TV as a, We got this game. We're going to beat Bill Belichick. We were like 13 points up with less than 2 minutes to go and lost the friggin' game.
Yeah. So Philadelphia, which I don't know much about, is the only undefeated team after
four. And there's the only one team that hasn't won a game. Las Vegas.
I think they did, didn't they?
No.
Hold on one second here.
Check them out.
No, they're 1-3.
1-3. Why is it somebody said they haven't won? Is there a team that hasn't won a game yet?
No.
Okay. Well, then the announcers are wrong yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is.
Oh, who's that?
Houston.
Oh, well, that's not who they said.
Well, Houston's 0-3-1. And so the American Conference South is another weak division.
Yeah, okay.
Along with the North.
The North.
But Kansas City looks really good, and Buffalo really looks good.
The Ravens gave them a fight until they stopped fighting.
Well, the next few weeks are challenges for the Browns. They play the Chargers, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Bills. Next few weeks, the Buccaneers, and they don't have a break until the Texans when the Savior will come back. Deshaun Watson.
Who hadn't stepped from the time would be 23 months since he stepped on the field competitively.
Yeah. But he's...
I mean, after week six, he can start practicing with the team again.
I think start next week, he can start practicing.
Really? One, two, three, four, five? Yeah.
No, he can show after up. Next week. He can't practice, but he can show up in the...
He can't practice with them.
No,
okay.
He can show up in the building.
Oh, okay.
Work out, I guess.
I was going to say, because all that would do would take more time away from the backup, which needs to be there, because the backup is starting more games than the starter this year.
Yeah, so you know they're not going to have Watson with the first team until a week or two before the Houston game, I would think. I mean, but and he will definitely be starting. You're not going to pay that kind of money for a guy to sit on the bench. But we'll see. I mean, I thought they would be 3-1 by now because they had three really weak teams.
Yeah, actually, I think I had them down for 2-2 at this point.
Yeah, so
a loss to Carolina, a win at the Jets, which they lost, and those two reversed. Then a loss to the Pittsburgh, which they won, but a win against Atlanta, which they lost. So I've been opposite so far.
But
I'm consistent.
But your record,
I'm consistent.
Your record 2-2 is on spot.
Yes.
Mine, I'm off 3-1. I thought they'd be 3-1. I got them losing the next two games.
But the
Patriots looks like they have a quarterback problem. Mac Jones is hurt or something like that.
But they stayed competitive with Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Ran them into overtime and lost it in overtime. You know
Well, New England's got Buffalo and Miami to overcome this year.
And they lost to, everybody's saying that that quarterback should not have gone back in that game, and he should not be starting.
Tua Tagovailoa, I think that's his name. Yeah, Tua should not have been back in that game. They fired the independent neurologist who said, oh, yeah, he can play, because they thought it was more of a back issue the first game, and then, well, wow. But I didn't know your body goes into contortions sometimes when you have a concussion.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I actually thought he hurt his hands at first. It was a Thursday night game. And I'm surprised they didn't call a unnecessary roughness or something on that tackle, but because the guy threw him onto the turf, the Bengals player. But, He went into this contortion of his hands, and I said, my goodness, the kid, his hands are all dislocated. His fingers are all dislocated. But it wasn't. Somebody told the announcers, no, that's a symptom of a concussion, that your body seizes like that. So, wow, that was.
And then they put him back out there again, which.
Not after that one. The week before, they should not have let him come back out, and that's how the doctor got fired. You talk about an unusual fellow who's the coach of the Dolphins.
Yeah,
Mike McNally or something is his name. He looks like a Wally Cox kind of guy. He's very quiet and almost.
You got to remember though, Wally Cox was underdog.
But he never really played the game much, and he just went up through the ranks. But he's interviewed this guy. He's the head coach of a professional football team, and apparently his players love him, absolutely love him. And he's a new breed, that's for sure, a new breed. So we'll see how. And you can't argue with, he's 3-1 after the first four games, so you can't argue with that.
And I know at the very least he beat Belichick, and I don't know who else. Probably the Jets was one of them.
Yeah. So I would think Garrett probably will be back next week. And Clowney is probably iffy, but they sure did miss him.
Yeah.
I mean, they ran.
It may have made a difference.
Well, I think it made a huge difference in the fourth quarter when they couldn't stop the Atlanta
run.
Yeah. So, anyway. You know what's starting up here soon? We haven't even talked about is basketball.
Oh, yeah.
We had a huge signing, too, at this young man they got from Utah. What's his name?
The trade.
Who did they get? They got Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah. And Mitchell. I guess he came into the airport with a Guardians hat on or something.
Yeah.
So fans have really taken to him. He was shocked at the reaction he got, and he's in love with this town right now.
Donovan Mitchell. I guess he's a...
Oh, is it Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell. Not, you know, who did you think?
I don't know. I was thinking... Donovan quarterback. I'm mixing my sports again.
So a lot of experts have said this is the kind of the missing piece that they need. He got Rubio.
And the experience that he's got.
Yeah. And
he's been to the playoffs, I think, every year he's been there, fourth year player. And he's been to the playoffs every year, but never made it past the first round.
So talk about another exciting young team coming up is the Cavs.
Yes.
Good ownership, by and large. He keeps his hands off.
Now that he keeps his hands off, it's been a better team.
We haven't heard too much about him since he
since
had
that stroke. Yeah, he's kind of turned it over to his son.
And the son lets Kobe Altman kind of run the show, which is good.
What's not to love?
Yeah.
Right?
Is that what he said? Yeah. Bickerstaff, too, has done a good job. So basketball starts here. I mean, they've already started preseason. And it's kind of a back burner until they do start, but because of the Guardians making the playoffs. And
there'd be more talk, especially now with another loss with the well, you know what's been interesting is the fan has really been trying to bring up more and more about the Guardians and how exciting they are and fun to watch.
Yeah.
Most of the people just don't want to talk that. They want to talk Browns, and it's just crazy.
It's a football town, always has been, probably always will be. When the Browns weren't here during the move to Baltimore, the Indians at the time sold out 455 games because there really wasn't any other venue during the spring and summer to go to.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but now the Browns are back, and it's just no matter what they do, it dominates sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a loss to the Falcons supersedes the Guardians' success. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
But that's just the way it is.
Yep. Okay. You know what else that was the way it is?
Way it is. Uh-oh. It's time.
It's time.
It's time. This one has to be a pretty good one because it has to last 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow.
It's not a very good one. Here we go. What is brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses?
My mother-in-law?
Ooh. A coconut on vacation. I told you it wasn't very good. Hey, listen. After years and years and years of these things, you start to dilute the quality.
I thought my answer was better.
I think so, too. I have never met your mother-in-law, but may not be back here when
I may not. I mean, luckily my wife never listens to me.
Right.
We'll be back. Well, I'll be back next week with Sports Sidebar. Captain Bill will be after his touring for the yodeling. We'll be back in two, and I'll be back next week with more Sports Sidebar.